Okay, today is Daf Chaf Vav. Today is Daf Chaf Vav. The last Daf of the first Perek of Masechus Chulin. And we're up to the Mishnah on Chaf Hei Amud Beis, the last Mishnah on Chaf Hei Amud Beis. And the Mishnah says like this. So before we start this Mishnah, it's a gigantic Rashi here. Here's a story. The Mishnah is going to talk about something called Temed. Temed is water that you added grapes to it to make it into wine. Without fermenting, water won't turn into wine. You have to have fermentation. What do you have if you add water to wine without fermentation?
Grapes.
I'm sorry. If you add wine to water without grapes to water without fermentation, it's called grapey water. Grape juice. Yeah. Nothing.
Temed is petel.
That's what temed is.
It's basically grape petel.
Right. So it's flavor of grapes, but no fermentation. So what is it really? It's really watery grapes.
Yeah, we call it grape drink.
Right.
He says soaking in grape seeds.
Soaking in grape seeds, whatever you want to say. Without fermentation, it won't turn into wine.
Right.
So
I can't remember where it was, of raisins being soaked in water.
I don't know. I don't know. There are two halachas that matter regarding this water. Number one is, you are not allowed to use water for Meisr Sheni product, money. You can't take Meisr Sheni money and buy water with it. You're not allowed to do that. So, can you buy Meisr Sheni money with this water? No. Because it's still water. What about, that's one halacha. The second halacha is, there's a halacha, I don't know why, but if you have a mikvah has to have 40 sah. What if you have what if you don't have 40 sa? You have less than 40 sa, but the less than 40 sa is made up of, where is it? It's made of what? Mayim Sh'uvim, right, Mayim Sh'uvim. It's made of Mayim Sh'uvim, you have three sa of the 40 sa, thank you. Three, what is that? Three sa of the 40, what is it? What is it? Three sa of the 40 sa is mayim she'uvim. The mikvah is not a mikvah. I had 40 sa, yeah, but three sa is not good water. What if you have three sa of wine? It doesn't pass the mikvah. You still need 40 sa of water.
Right.
But it doesn't pass the mikvah. Why is that?
It's a very simple thing. It's just change depending on color.
No, there's nothing to do with that yet. We're not going to talk about color. Halal, simple halal, halal, water. Regarding two areas, the water is important. Regarding Meisr Sheni, you can't use Meisr Sheni money to buy water. And regarding mikvah, says the Mishnah. This watery, grapey water, achlo hichmetz, before it fermented, you cannot use it to buy Meisr Sheni. You can't use Meisr Sheni money to buy it. Why? Because that's the status of water. Also, upos losa mikvah, and it ruins a mikvah because it's water. Misha hichmetz, once it has already fermented, now nikach bekesef meiser. Now you can use it. Meiser sheni money, you ought to buy wine, so you can buy this too. And the ain't upos losa mikvah, and it doesn't pass the mikvah. Okay, very simple, huh? I don't know why water and wine is different. But once it ferments, it's considered wine. Yeah. That I do know. Now.
It's from the ground.
What?
It's from the ground.
What from the ground?
It's water not really from the ground. It's not a produce of the ground.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's as far? Okay.
Yeah.
Now. The next line in the Mishnah does not appear in the Gemara. There's no hak in the Gemara about this at all. So the halach is, when somebody wants to give the machzah shekel, so because the Torah said that a machzah shekel was like a mapeya shel ish or something, it has to be pure. So you have to give a pure machzah shekel. So how do you know it's 100% pure?
Wait, I mean, pure
silver. Pure silver, yeah. How do you know it's 100% pure? The answer is we don't. I mean, the guy, whoever forged that coin, how do you know it's 100%? So therefore you give an extra little penny called a kalbon, and then you're good. So the halacha is, you don't have to give a kalbon if you're giving machzah shekel for somebody else. If I'm giving machzah shekel for my wife, and my kids, and I put them with 4 shekel there, and it's all for everyone. I don't have to give kalbon to all of them, because I'm doing it for them. Myself, I do, not for everybody else. So the Mishnah says like this, Ha'achin, Hashutfin, brothers that divided up their father's estate, and then they decided, let's become partners. Why should we be fighting? Let's be partners. So it's considered two different properties. They became partners and now one property. So, kishechayavin, bekalbon, if they have to give a kalbon, which means that each one's going to give their own matzah shekel, happens to be the partners. It's not really giving a chi for the other one. Then peturim ma'isa behema. But then they're partner for ma'isa behema. Every tenth animal of their father's estate, which they divided and then re-became partners, you don't have to give ma'isa behema, because there's no ma'isa behema when you're a partner. That's halacha. Nobody's there when you're a partner. Kishechayavin ma'isa behema, when you're chayiv ma'isa behema, because you're not a partner, and everyone has their own flock, and you chayiv ma'isa behema, then peturim and a kalbon. Then you putter from the kalbon. Why putter from the kalbon? I'll give to him. So if you're giving for him, you don't have to give a kalbon for him. Why? Because I'm giving for him, doing a taiva, right? Just like your wife and the kids, you don't have to give a kalbon for them. And then you chayiv ma'isa behema, because it's two different flocks. Okay, we're not going to discuss that. Well, I'm going to discuss the temid part. Ready? Mani Masdisin. Who is the author of our Mishnah? Lo Rabbi Yehuda, v'lo Rabbanan. It's neither Rabbi Yehuda and neither the Rabbanan. With this machlok is about, did Tanya, it said the Tanya, but I believe it's a Mishnah. The Tanya, we learned in a, it's a Mishnah in Maisras. Hamitamid, if somebody creates temid, and it doesn't say fermenting, not fermenting, it's like a blanket rule. Hamitamid, if somebody has temid, v'nosin mayim b'mida, and then he transfers water for the equivalent amount of the temed, umatza kidei midaso, and he finds out the exact, and it's exactly the amount of the temed, putter. You're putter from Meiser. Why are you putter from Meiser? And Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev. And Rabbi Yehuda says, you're Chayev in Meiser, right? Why? Because according to the Chachamim, according to the Tanakama, you, what? Right, so it looks like wine, and it tastes like wine.
But it's still water.
But it's still water. Why is it still water?
Diluted.
We didn't mention anything about fermenting. So Mani, who's the author of our Mishnah? E Rabbanon. The Rabbanon say that it's still water. Afagaf shehichmet. Didn't make a distinction between hichmet and non-hichmet. No matter what, it's water. That can't be our Mishnah. And E Rabbi Yehuda. And if it's Rabbi Yehuda, afagaf to lo hichmet. Even if it didn't ferment, it's still considered water? I'm sorry. Even if it didn't ferment, it's still considered wine? Even if it didn't ferment? Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, this is the first answer. No, it's Bishahichmitz. We're talking about a case where it fermented. Bishahichmitz machlokes. That machlokes over there, right? That machlokes over there is regarding fermenting. Umasnisin Rabbi Huda. And our mission is Rabbi Huda. V'chein Amar of Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, B'shehichmetz machlokes. The machlokes is if it got that machlokes in Maitres. When you transfer make temed, it's only if it, and you have to give Maitre, it's only if it's hichmetz. So our Mishnah is talking about if it's hichmetz, because what our Mishnah say, once it ferments, it has the status of wine now, not the status of water. From Rav Nachman of Rabbi Baravua, temed shelakhu b'kesef Maitre. Okay, so now we've established that. Listen to this question. Temed shalakhu b'kesef meiser. I bought temed with meiser sheni money. I walk into a bar, and I bought, I want to, he said, we only have temed today. I said, okay, I'll take that too. And I give the guy $100, and he gives me a barrel of temed. Ubasov hichmetz. But it didn't ferment yet. But it fermented tomorrow. So when I bought it, it wasn't a good purchase, because you don't have to buy water with meiser sheni money. But the next day, it turned into temed. So is Lemafreya good? Is that good? So, Kana Meiser. It's good. It's good. That's fine. My time, why is that good? Because he goy milsa Lemafreya to Peiruhu. Retroactively, it was revealed that it was really Peiruhu, and it was really wine. Right? Rashi says, the B'shas L'kicha Peiruhu. B'shas L'kicha, it was Peiruhu. When I bought it, it was Peiruhu. Why? The Nichnas Behem Koach HaChartanim. The koach of the grape seed went into this water. It didn't finish yet. So you bought it too early. Doesn't mean you didn't buy grape wine. You did. It's a valid transfer. Because if it didn't have the power, it would have never machmetz. It would never ferment. But it did ferment. So really, it was always going to ferment. You just bought it too early. That's not a problem.
How long did he give it?
I don't know. I don't know. It's a good question.
I mean, what, you buy it and you go back to your Tel Aviv and the thing didn't ferment. Is it still good? Like, what happened?
I don't know, it's a good question. I don't know.
You won't have this problem. Don't worry about it.
Ella Masnithan. But our Mishnah said, Diktani, Hichmitz in, Lo Hichmitz Lo. Right? Our Mishnah didn't say that. Our Mishnah said, if it's Hichmitz, you can buy it's good, if not, not. Right? Ella Masnithan Diktani, Hichmitz in, Lo Hichmitz Lo. Dilma Ishavki, Havi Machmitz. Why did our Mishnah say, why would our Mishnah so Machmir? The Mishnah should have said, let it sit, let's wait and see. Your question. Let's wait and see. What our Mishnah say? If the wine is michmitz, then it's a good sale, a good purchase, and if not. So wait and see. What's the rush? It'll become right. If it's michmitz, it's good. L'mafreya, and if not. Right. Rashi says, Dilma ishavki havi machmitz. Heicha delesa kamon. Listen to this, Rashi. Heicha delesa kamon. Nasal basaruba. Virov machmitzin hain. Most temeds turn into wine. They are machmets. V'umediktoni ein nikach upasol. But our Mishnah didn't say that. Our Mishnah was very cut and dry. If it's machmet, good. And if not, not. What about waiting around? Mishnah didn't give that option. So what do you see? Shmamina kol kamed ol hichmets. As long as it didn't ferment, afal pi she'atid lahachmets, even though it's going to. Hahi shaita mi alav peruhu. Right at this moment, it's not a peri. V'lo havi chil, and the chil doesn't work.
What does most people drink it as? Do they drink it as non-fermented or fermented?
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
Why?
Because if you're going to drink, if milk body wastes for that time period, then that Mishnah makes sense.
That's what the Gemara is asking. The same question. The Gemara is asking the same question.
It's waiting for it to ferment.
Right. But the Mishnah didn't say that. The Mishnah was like cut and dry. No. If it's fermented, good, and it's not. What about if it's going to ferment tomorrow? And as Rashi says, rove do ferment. So why is the Mishnah so machmir? So, Amar Rabba answers, listen to his answer. Because you already put other in a different cup and it didn't ferment. This is the menard, it's never going to ferment.
Right.
So if it's never going to ferment, it's water.
Order.
It's never going to ferment. It's water. If it fermented, good. And what about if it will ferment? That also, our Mishnah might agree to that. Why did the Mishnah be so machmer over here? Because it didn't ferment.
What's the answer? I don't get the answer.
The answer is, you put it in a different cup and it didn't ferment. Like you said, a month later, it's still water. It didn't ferment. It's never going to. That's why it's water. That's what our Mishnah is talking about. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where you gave it enough time where it should have, and it still didn't. And therefore, it's water. The Mishnah might concede that if it would ferment tomorrow, it would be good. Why is the Mishnah being so machmir? Because you gave it time, and it still didn't. That's Rava's answer. It says Rava's answer, I'm sorry. Rava Amar. Rava says what Mati was alluding to before. Hamani, who is the author of our Mishnah? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. It's the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Ditnan, because you learned in a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Mikvos. Ditnan, Gimel Lugin Mayim. Chaser. I said before that the shear was three sa'ah. I was wrong. It's three lug. No, it's three lug. Three lug of Mayim is a problem. So you have three lug of Mayim. Chaser Kurtov, missing a Mashahu. Shenafa Latochan. Court of Yayin, and a little wine fell into this three lug. So what do I have here? I don't have three lug of water. Remember I said before, three saw of water, pasul mikvah? I didn't mean three saw, I meant three lug. Right. Three lug. But it's not three lug of water. It's 2.9 lug of water, and 0.1 of wine. Right. No, mikvah is 40 saw, liquid measurement.
Right.
But it's not four, three saw, it's three lug, which is even less than that. So it's not, I don't have three lug of water. I have 2.9 lug of water and 0.1 of wine. That fills into a mikvah. Is that possible, a mikvah? So umare and kamari yayin. It looks like wine. You know, a little bit of wine will make the whole cup turn red, right? So a little bit of wine fell into this three lug of water, and it turned it red, right? V'naflu l'mikvah, and it fell into the mikvah. Lo pasluhu. It doesn't possible. Why not? Why not? Because I don't care about the color. I care about what it is. And you know what it is? It's not all water.
It's wine.
It's not wine. It's water. It's water, but you don't have enough of it.
So it should passel.
What? No, you need three lug of water to passel. I don't have three lug of water. I have 2.9 lug of water. One lug of, we said wine doesn't matter. Wine doesn't passel. I don't know why wine doesn't passel. It doesn't. So I don't care what it looks like. What is it? The answer is, it's not 3 lug of water. It's less. It's 2.9. Same thing. Gimel lug in mayim, chaser kurtif, 3 lug of water, 2.9 lug of water fall in, l'tochen, kurtif chalav, with a little bit of milk. Umarei and kamara mayim. And it looks like water still, because it's very little milk, and the milk didn't change the color to white. It's too much water there. V'naflu l'mikvah, lo paslu, also doesn't passel. Why doesn't it passel? Because it's not 3 lug of water. It's only 2.9 lug of water. It looks like water. I don't care what it looks like. Doesn't matter what it looks like. It's still water.
So what? So milk, you mean?
It's still water. It's not enough water. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
You need 3 lug and only 2.9.
Yeah.
Because the milk's still there.
Right.
No. Whatever it looks like. Therefore, when the wine falls in, now it looks like wine.
Right.
Wine doesn't pass. When milk falls in, it looks like milk. It looks like water. It's not passels. I go after what it looks like, the color. Right? Lav Amar of Yochanan. Didn't Rav Yochanan ben Nuri say, Basar Chazusa Azlinan? I go after the color. Hachanami, here too, Zil Basar Chazusa. I go after the color. And therefore, our Mishnah said that Temed doesn't become Chametz. Temed that doesn't ferment is considered wine. I'm sorry, it's considered water. And apostle's a mikvah. Right? Right? Apostle's a mikvah. Now, if I buy it with kesef meiser, the seal won't work. Right? The seal won't work. Why won't the seal work? Yeah, the answer is v'taima z'achanam yizol basa chazutha. Now you're saying that it still looks like water. It still looks like water. Therefore, even though it's going to be machmet, go after the appearance, and the appearance is water because it looks like water. That's what Yochanan ben Zuri said. V'taima v'chazutha d'hai mayin enu, and the water and the taste and the appearance is like water. Why does the Gemara throw in and the taste is like water? Who mentioned anything about taste? And it tastes like water. You put a tiny drop of wine, it might turn a little red, right? Still tastes like water. So why did the Gemara mention that taste? What does taste have to do with anything? Right? Right? Tosa says, Afal pi shel hitzkir b'yochanan ben Nuri el chazusa. I don't mention anything about color. Why are you throwing in taste over here? We come up with Shalih Botam Yayin. Can't have the taste of wine either. Ulakach Nakad Rav Taima Vachazusa, the Pshita, the Yayin Lavan, Shaydoma Lamayim, Loypos Mikva, Afilu Mazug, Gilamayim Lugam. He's talking about white wine. That's not the Shita Mikabesis gives a better answer. May answer I understand better to me. The answer is because the Mishnah also talks about Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni, it goes by food. I don't care what it looks like. Right? I don't care what it looks like. I could have some drink that's white, that's water looking. It doesn't make a difference. It's not water. So no. It tastes like water also. Also tastes like water. Forget the look. It tastes like water. So it's still water. You can't use Maaser Sheni either. That's why the Gemara throws in Taima, because the Mishnah throws in Maaser Sheni also. Not just mikvah. Two issues. Okay.
You have to buy soda.
What?
It's major.
Yeah, it's going to look like white.
No. Are you able to buy soda?
You can buy soda? The vending machine.
Money?
What?
Maaser Sheni money.
Soda? Oh, so what is soda? So soda
water.
Really water? You have this kasha when it comes.
You can't make hot dog on it.
Yes, you can. Some places you can. What about coffee? What about coffee?
Coffee would probably be okay, but soda wouldn't. It has water and doesn't have an appearance of water.
But it is water.
That's right.
It's mostly water, right?
It's colored water.
What is it?
There are posts that hold you can make Havdalah on coffee.
It's a vast minority.
Yeah.
Based on the pasuk in the barn,
yeah.
It has to be things that are. That they grow from the ground, right? So you wouldn't be able to, in terms of soda. What grows from the ground? That's in soda.
Mm-hmm. Coffee, so soda's really water. It's flavored water. That's all it is. It's flavored water.
What is?
Soda. It's flavored water.
Correct. So
coffee is not flavored water. It's more than that.
You're extracting the coffee.
It's more than that. You're getting the coffee beans. It's not just flavored water. It's more than that. Tea is flavored water. What's tea? Water and you flavor it with tea leaves. It's flavored water. Coffee is deeper than flavored water. That's not what it is. Right? What's it's soda? Soda's flavored water, then they make it with bubbles also. It's really water. Right? Okay. Seltzer is really water, just carbonated. It's not different than water. Halachically, a status, you can't make Kavzal on seltzer. I'm not talking about flavored seltzer, which is just a flavor added. It's really water also. Okay. By the way, this entire Gemara was argued on by somebody else. Upligi Derbi Elazar. Rabba Bar Avua said that our Mishnah was talking about the Shita of Yehuda. That, remember, we quoted a Mishnah in Maiseris that said, what happens if you have Temed? You have to give Maiser or not? So he said, it seemed to be that one said yes and one said no. And the Gemara said, what about fermenting? Isn't that one of the criteria? So the Gemara said, yeah, they're arguing about fermenting. And our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda, who required fermenting. Pligid Rabbi Elazar, he argues on that. Damar Rabbi Elazar, Hakol Modim, everybody agrees. She'ein mafrishin alav mimakam acher el imkim hichmetz. Everybody would agree that you cannot. So listen to this. A guy's got temet over here, and what did Rabbi Yehuda say? You have to take off meiser. So you know, I don't want to take off meiser because it's still not such good stuff. I'm going to take off meiser for my real wine. I'll include this, and I'll give the levy and the kohen extra over there. And I'll include this, and I'll make this chulim. Says Rabbi Elazar, even Rabbi Yehuda said you can't do that. Who said you can give off trumas on this? No, you can't do that. Why not? Because it's only a suffix if it's really supposed to get truma. We don't know 100% sure whether or not it's wine. So 100%, we're not 100% sure. So therefore, if you're going to give off truma on something else, it could be that it was truma that was improperly given, which is really tevel. So you're running into huge problems. Kasavar, below hichmitz, I'm sorry. Everybody would agree. You cannot give truma on another on this watery stuff. Unless it fermented. If it fermented, it's wine. If it didn't ferment, what is it?
Water.
Maybe it's water. So, but the other way around. What if someone says, you know what? I'm going to save the good wine for myself. I'll give the coin this junk. It's all watery. I'll give him this truma. It's truma, and it'll potter my other barrels of wine. I'll give him this stuff. What if it's not? What if it doesn't ferment? So if it doesn't ferment, you didn't give him anything,
right?
It never chal,
because
you don't get chum on water, right? So you never chal. So he ate tevel, and then that's all tevel. Big problems. He didn't eat tevel. You gave him nothing, and then everything you drank was really still tevel.
Right.
It's big problems. Kasavar, we hold below hichmit that if it didn't ferment, machlokas. If it didn't ferment, it's the machlokas. Vadkan lo machayv Rabbi Yehuda elimineu bay. And Rabbi Yehuda's only issue was to give truma mineyube from it. Yeah, you want to have watery stuff over here? Give truma from that. Aval ba'alma, lo. You can't give truma for that to potter other barrels of real wine. Because you might mix up chiv and patr and chayiv. That's going to be problems. And that's how he explains that mission there in Maisras. Yeah, the machlokas is about, the machlokas could be even if it didn't be machmetz. And Rabbi Yehuda holds if to give true on if it was a machmet, yes, only minei ubei, only from it, not from other things, because we don't mix up. It's never, maybe it'll never ferment. Fine. Good. Next, Tanar Abanan, hatemed, this temed, ad shelo hichmet, until it ferments, mashiko b'mayim. You can do what's called hashaka. What's hashaka? Hashaka is you have a mikvah. By the way, so the halacha is that there are things in this world that can become tamei. What can become tamei? People can become tamei. Kale can become tamei. Those two things can go into a mikvah and become tar.
Right.
Food can become tamei. Liquids can become tamei. You can't make them tar. Somebody touches a piece of potatoes on your plate. You can't make that tar. It's tamei. That's it. What about water? How can you make water tar? Water you can make tar. How can you do that? Pour it into a mikvah.
So it becomes rave. It's a what? Question of rave then.
No, not a question of rove.
So why would it be?
Hashaka means kissing. So you have a mikvah, you have tummy water.
Right.
You have a bar of mikvah, you have a bar of tummy right next to each other. Drill a hole in between.
Right.
And both bars become tar. So water you could kasha. Now what about the, you can make tar water. That's how. Assuming you'll drink the mikvah water, correct. Now, what about the tamed water? This tamed? So again, if it's not machmitz yet, it's still considered water. And it gets tameh, you can kasher it. Misha hichmitz, once it becomes tameh, I'm sorry, once it becomes fermented, ain't mashika b'mayim. You can't do that. Why? Because this hashaka doesn't work by other liquids, only by water. So you're stuck. Amar Rava, lo shanu elisha timdu b'mayim tahorim v'nitmu'u. It only would work if you had mayim tar, then I turned it into temed, it's in the process, then it got tame. Now it didn't ferment yet. I could put it into the mikveh and kashrut. Avol tamei meikar alo. But if somebody took this water, a dead body touched this water, the water is now tamei. Now I want to ferment this water, and I didn't ferment it yet. Now so someone says, by the way, you're fermenting that water. That's the water the dead body touched. Oh, I didn't know the dead body touched that one. I'll put it in the mikveh. You can't do that because it got tamei before you started to ferment. That's what he says. That's what the Rav said. Amar of Gevir and Beksil, Rav from Ksil. Az Amr Shmaita, Kameder of Ashi. He said, Maishna Tamei Meikara Delo. Why not? Why can't, if it's Tamei before I started fermenting it, why not? The Marina, because we say, I'm sorry, Maishna Tamei Meikara Delo, Amrinan, Delo, Amrinan. I did the Maya Yikiri, since water weighs more than wine, it's heavier than wine. Is that true? Water weighs more than wine? So, shechini tatoi, uperi kapi mil'il. The water is going to sink to the bottom. The wine is going to be on top. It'll be on top. V'loka salka le'hashaka l'maya. And the hashaka is never going to reach the water.
Sediment drops to the
bottom. That's what the Gemara says.
That's a lot of water.
Ihachi, but if that's true, let's assume it's true. If that's true, then the harem will be sof nitbunami. Then what's the difference if it got tar, then it got... Same thing. The water will go to the bottom. Elam balbale hachram balbali. The answer is you mixed up the water and the wine in one big mixture, so there's no water and wine separated, like you know, like water and wine, it's two separate things. It's all mixed up. Therefore, it's hard to understand what Rav meant. Hard to understand what he meant. Rav said this idea that you can be hashaka on water that's turning into tamei and turning into wine only applies if the water was never tamei to begin with. But if it was tamei to begin with, no. Why would that be?
Water is 1 gram per milliliter.
Yeah.
Your typical Merlot is 0.994.
Uh-huh, so it's a drop.
So slightly less. How about a count? 0.996. Said Merlot.
Yeah, what was it back in those days?
Huh?
What was it back in those days? Right.
My Google food doesn't work on that.
So in the case of the Appian, I should have been, there's nothing to discuss.
Nothing to discuss.
But like a black
we're going to discuss it. Next Mishnah. Kol makom sheyesh mecher ein knas. If there's a sale, there's no knas. Kol makom sheyesh knas, ain mecher. There's a knas, there's a sale. What on earth is going on here, right? What's going on is as follows. If a person has a daughter, and somebody violates the daughter, he has to pay knas to the father. But if the girl's so young that the father still has the right to sell her, then there's no knas to the father. So says the Mishnah, Kol makom sheyesh mecher, if the daughter is young enough that she could still be sold by the father, meaning she's a katana, in knas, there's no knas. Right? V'chol makom sheyesh knas, but if there is a knas, meaning she's already a naira, then ein mecher, he can't sell her. Right? She's too old. Right? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Zudiv HaRemeir. HaRemeir said that. The Chacham say, no, yesh knas b'mokom mecher. There is a knas, even though there's a mecher. Titania, katana, mibas yom echad, adshtavi beis sairos, from the time the girl's 1 day old, gizunt, till she brings two sairos, meaning till she becomes not a katana anymore, yesh lo mecher, vein lo knas. Mecher, yes. Knas, no. Why? There's no knas on a katana. Somebody violates a 10-year-old girl, there's no knas. Mishitavish beis sairos, when she turns 12, ad, Shitzibagir, until she becomes a full adult, which is considered 12 and a half. Yesh lo knas, then there is a knas, because you violated her and she's already an adult. Vein lo mecher. The father can't tell her now, she's already over 12. Divi Reb Meir, that's a Meir's vort. Shoy Reb Meir Omer, kol makom sheyesh mecher ein knas, v'kol makom sheyesh knas ein mecher. Chachamim Omer, ketana bas gimel shana v'yom echad, if she's a girl 3 and under, as long as she's over 3, ad shitzibagir, until she becomes a bogeres. Yesh lo knas. There's a knas. So knas in mecher lo? Ema af knas mokom mecher. until 12 and a half, you have both. Knas and a mecher.
After like 13 is nothing.
Nothing, correct. The Gemara got in here because we're talking about Mishnayos that have one and not the other. Right? You have one and not the other. How did this start? Well, you have, when you have Malika, you don't have Shechita. That's how it started. Next Mishnah. Kol makom sheyesh miyun. Whenever you have miyun, miyun is a situation where the father sold his daughter. The father died. The father died. So the mother and the brothers sold the daughter. Not that sold the daughter. Married off the daughter. The halach is the only, and she's not 13 yet. She's still 12, under 12. So the halach is that's considered a kedushin derabanan. Because only a father has the right to marry off a katana, not a mother. Doesn't have such a right. But the rabbanan, they gave the right to the mother. So at any point, the girl still... But at any point that the girl decides, I can't marry this, I can't stay with this guy, she just picks up and walks out. Once she turns, we had this machlokas in Yavamas. Once she turns an adult, depends what has to happen. Some say even she cooks him dinner. Because it's her birthday, she's already 12 years old, she cooks her husband dinner, she can't leave. Right. Others say they have to have bia. And when she turns 12, she has to have bia. Fine, either way, so yeah, what am I saying? Yeah, so call Malcolm Shigeshmi, what? Well, kol makom sheyesh mi, as long as she can refuse, ain chalitza, there's no chalitza. Because you don't do chalitza on a katana. V'chol makom she ain chalitza, as long as there's no chalitza. I'm sorry, am I reading it wrong? Kol makom sheyesh chalitza, then ain miyun. She's too old. Right? So you should just know that... right. So the truth is, the Tiferes Yaakov points out this Mishnah is different than every other Mishnah because you can't have a girl that can be in both situations. You can't have a girl that has roi for chalitza and also can be roi for miyun. It's impossible for be the same girl because chalitza is only if you had a deraisa marriage, and miyun is if you bedavkan out a deraisa marriage. So it's just an idea that you can't have two separate. But it can't be the same girl. Every other Mishnah we had could be the same person. Like the first one. You can't sell this girl if she's already over 12. Here, it's a different girl. You can't have a situation where she's roi for me and roi for Chaliz at the same time. It's impossible.
It follows on from those Mishnahs that said at one stage it's this.
Correct. But here, it's two different people. That's all. That's okay. Now, that's all Rameir's vort. You can't have me and a chalitza at the same time. Titania, ad matzay abat memenes. When can a girl do mion? Ad shetavi shtei sairos. Diver Rameir. When she has two sairos, that's what Rameir said. Now she has to be older than that. She has to be older than that. More adulthood. More hair. More adulthood. Not just shtei sairos. You have to have more than that. Okay. Next Mishnah. Fine. By the way, so the Rabbi Huda says that this idea that a girl could do miyun even if she's 12, but she didn't get more mature, it's a special thing by miyun. For whatever reason, Rabbi Huda holds like that. Okay. Kol makom sheyesh tikiya ein havdalah. Whenever you have a tikiya, what goes on is as follows. Every Erev Shabbos, they would blow shofar to remind people, oh, Shabbos is coming. Better stop doing malacha. What about if Shabbos is also Yontif? Or what about this? What if and they do Erev Yontif also? Erev Yontif and Erev Shabbos, they would blow shofar to get people to remember, to remind people. What if Shabbos is an Erev Yontif? So Yontif is going to be on Sunday. I'm sorry. Friday is Erev Yontif. Yontif is on Thursday. No, what am I talking about?
Yes, Yontif
is
on Thursday.
Yontif is on Friday.
Yontif is on Thursday or Sunday.
Yeah. Right.
So on Matzah Shabbos, which is on Shabbos afternoon, which is Erev Yontif, am I blowing shofar?
No, I like blowing shofar.
Kol makom sheyesh tikiya, if you're ever going to blow shofar, ain havdalah. There's no havdalah that day. For example, on a Friday. On a Friday, you're going to blow shofar. Don't have Havdalah Friday night. Kol makom sheyesh Havdalah, but if there's Havdalah, ain't tekiya. there's no tekiya. For example, let's say Yom Tov is on Sunday. Yom Tov is on Sunday. So am I blowing shofar Shabbos afternoon to remind you Yom Tov is coming? No, because it's Avdallah tonight. Because Shabbos is leaving. Right? Yom Tov Shechalios Be'erev Shabbos. If Yom Tov is on a Friday, token, we will blow Yom Tov is on a Friday, we will still blow shofar. Yom Tov is on Friday. We won't shofar on Yom Tov. By the way, Shabbos is coming in 20 minutes. Right. It's Yom Tov now. Still blow. Right? Why? V'lo mavdilin. There's no Havdalah Friday nights. Right? B'matzah Shabbos mavdilin. On Matzah Shabbos we blow shofar. V'lo token. And we don't blow shofar. Matzah Shabbos we have Havdalah. Right? Right?
To blow for the next day.
V'lo token. But we don't blow shofar. Make sense? Ketan mavdilin. What Havdalah do you make? Hamavdu bin Kodesh Kodesh. Right? Rabdosa Omar, bin Kodesh Chamor, le Kodesh Kal. Okay? That's the Manda Omar that we hold. Some says, bin Kodesh Chal, Chamor, le Kodesh Kal. Ready? Hechi Tokeya. How do you blow the shofar? What's the Gemara's question? So the Gemara's question is as follows. Look at this Rashi here. Beyond the first Rashi in the Gemara. Beyond the Sheba Erev Shabbos. Beyond if it's on a Friday. So am I blowing shofar Friday afternoon? Yes, I am. Why? Because really, Shabbos is a greater kedusha. Kishu tokei lahavdol min kodesh l'chol. The boy shinui mishar arvei Shabbosos. You need a change from every other Shabbos. Shari in kedusha nechneses chamur mikedusha hayotze kol kach. Because I'm not going from chol to kodesh. I'm going from lighter kodesh to greater kodesh. So I have to change the tekiya a little bit. But let people know that. What do I do? Mati, you ready for this? Am of Yehuda tokeya umoria besoch tokeya. I blow tekiah and the teruah within the tekiah. What does that mean within the tekiah?
Well, you blow one long.
Rabbi Asi Omar, tokeya umaria b'neshima achas. Blow it in one neshima. Says Rashi, umikol makom, even though it's neshima achas, mafzik hu b'intayim. You still have to pause in between. Even though it's neshima achas. You still have to make a pause in between. And everybody says, you see from here, that according to Rashi, when you blow in Rosh Hashanah, even if you blow in the Shema Achas, you have to make a pause. And others say, that's what Rashi just said.
But of course you do.
Makom makom mafzik hu bentayim.
You have to do that no matter what.
Why?
You can't blow one shofar blowing for
even if you're going to blow a shvarim, even if you're going to blow a shvarim teruah in the Shema Achas, no, even if you give a shvarim teruah b'neshima achas, you still have to be mafsik b'entayim. Even if you can blow b'neshima achas. Rashi just said in black and white. Says other Rishonim, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that way.
What?
The Mishnah Berurah paskins that way, that even if it's neshima achas, you have to be mafsik b'entayim.
Of course, you always do.
And the others say no. The Chazanish says no. No. Rashi said that.
Because, well, you gotta hold that because I hope you hold him on everything.
Rashi said, the Chazanish says no. Rashi said that here. Because if you don't say that, then Rab Asi and Rab Yehuda are not arguing.
Same thing.
What did Rab Yehuda say? Tokeya umeiria b'sochat. What does that mean?
Right. Without stopping.
If you're going to do the Shema Achas without stopping, then they're saying the exact same thing.
Right.
Says Rashi, you have to pause. It has nothing to do with Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. Nothing to do with that. It's a special din over here. You have to pause. Because if you don't pause, then they're both saying the same exact thing. You do the teruah within the tekiah. Not machlokas. Can't be right. Right? Even though the Mishnah Berurah does paskin like that. The Chazanish says that can't be right. Okay. Where am I up to? Iskin Rav Asi Behutal Kishmaite. Rav Asi paskin like himself in Hutzal. Meisvei. Yontef Shechalit Be'er Shabbos. 1 second. Yontef falls out on a Shabbos. Yontef falls out on an Erev Shabbos. Token V'lo Merian. My love, lo Marie and Klal. So you don't do it true at all. No. Rav Yudim Tarzot Temei, Rav Asim Tarzot Temei, Rav Yudim Tarzot Temei, lo Marie and Neatzmo, El Mitoch Tekiya. You would do it like that. And Rav Asim Tarzot Temei, lo Marie and Bishtein Neshimos, El Benashima Achas. Very good. Then we said on Matzah Shabbos, you make Havdalah, but you don't blow shofar. If Yontif is on a Sunday, you don't blow shofar on Shabbos to remind people Yontif is coming. Hecha Amar. Hecha Amala. When do you say this Havdalah? This is a lashon of Bekodesh Kodesh. I'm reviewed the Bechasimasa, only in the end bracha. V'chein Amar Rav Nachman Bechasimasa, only in the end bracha. Rav Sheshet Breid, Rav Idi Amar, Af Psichasa. Even in the beginning, even the opening bracha, you say it. Why? Because the opening always has to parallel the chasima. So let's look at the kavah say. We don't pass like that. Rashi says, Sharei Limnos Seder Havdalos Huba Betchila. Havdalos the Ktiva Baraisa, Kodesh V'chol Ktiva. I'm sorry. He's going on the other vort. We don't hold that you say Ben Kodesh Chomel or Kodesh Kal. We don't say that. We just say Ben Kodesh or Kodesh. We don't say Ben Kodesh Chomel or Kodesh Kal. We don't say that. Rashi says, we don't even Mazal Yontaf, call it a Kodesh Kal. Don't say that. Yeah. Rashi says, V'Doshinami, let's L'Halchaza, L'Mazal Zina B'Yomtev L'Kodesh Kodesh Kal. We don't want to call Yomtev a Kodesh Kal. We say Kodesh to Kodesh. If you're going from Yomtev to Shabbos, we say Kodesh to Kodesh. That we say. We don't say Kodesh Chomel or Kodesh Kal. Don't say that. Don't Mazal Yomtev like that. Don't say that. V'Doshin Omar B'Kodesh Chomel or Kodesh Kal. Let's look at the conversation. We don't pass them like that. Omar B'Zera, Yomtev Shechal Yos B'Emsa Shabbos, if Yomtev falls out during the week, Amar Hamadim Kodesh Chol, Ben Al Chosek, Ben Yisrael Amim, Ben Mashvii, L'Sheshes Yamasa, My Timer. None of that applies. It's on a Tuesday. What are we saying Ben Kodesh Shabbos? What are we saying that for? It's a Tuesday. The answer is My Timer. Set Havdalos who want it. That's the order of Havdalos. That's what you say. It's the same nusach. You don't change the nusach, even though it's on a Tuesday, right? Yontif. You don't change the nusach. That's the nusach. Okay. Hajin Alach Hakol Shochtin. Hajin Alach Hakol Shochtin. Hajin Alach Hakol Shochtin. Yeah.